rail fares are due to rise. Don't they always? They're going to rise by nearly 5%. And this is despite rail cancellations currently being at their highest level for 10 years. So you're paying more to get less. Bruce Williamson is spokesperson for Rail Future, which campaigns for a better passenger and rail network. It'll be interesting to hear what Bruce has to say this Sunday morning. Good day to you, sir.
Morning, Matthew.
So, yeah, pay more to get less. I mean, I'm not surprised there's an increase in fares. Is 5%, or nearly 4.9%, is that fair?
Well, no, I don't think it is, you know, particularly when inflation is only 4%. And this is, you know, yet another inflation-busting rail fare increase, which we've had pretty much every year since this current government will be in power.
What kind of impact is it going to have for rail users? Do you foresee fewer people on the railways, which, of course, is
yeah, I mean, that's what we fear, that it's you know, it's deterring people from using the railway. You know, we're supposedly supposed to have a sort of green agenda to, you know, cut down pollution, net zero and all that. Rail is a very environmentally friendly form of transport, and the government should be doing everything in its power to encourage people to use the train instead of the car. And it turns out they're doing the exact opposite of that.
How do you fix it, Bruce? What is there any positivity? I mean, it does seem that we've had decades of decline on our railways since, I mean, privatisation promised so much. It doesn't feel like it's delivered very much to rail users. Where are we going wrong? How can it be fixed?
It's like turning around a supertanker, really. But let's not forget that, you know, the fares issue is absolutely within the government's gift. You know, they are setting the rail fares. It's a very conscious decision on the part of the government to, you know, to increase rail fares by greater than inflation. But what the railways have suffered from is feast and famine, indecision for years and years and years. It's stop-start. That governments have a very short-term agenda. You know, they're going on sort of budgets from year to year, whereas the railway needs a sort of long-term commitment. And we've seen this with HS2. You know, that's been a fiasco. It's going to Leeds. No, it's not. We're cutting that bit off. It's going to Manchester. Let's not, you know. And we're left with a sort of white elephant. And if we ever decide to sort of continue with HS2, you know, then the costs will be massively more than they would have been if they'd stuck to it. Same with electrification. You know, it's stop start. We're going to Swansea. Yes, we are. No, we're not. You know, make your mind up, government. And that's what one of the reasons that drives costs up in the railway industry.
I mean, I'm looking at a season ticket from Woking in Surrey up to London will increase now by £190 to £4,070 a year, which is quite a lot of money to go to work. I'm looking at Office of Budget Responsibility figures that show the Westminster administration provided £4.4 billion of funding to train operators in Britain. That's to the end of March last year. £4.4 billion of taxpayers' cash, and yet rail users are still being bled dry. Where's all the money going? Is it going out in dividends to shareholders?
Partly, I mean, that's what the rail unions will tell you, you know, that the capitalist fat cats of the rail industry are, you know, are ripping us off. I'm not convinced that's the whole story, you know. I mean, clearly the privatised rail industry is making a profit, and I think the train leasing companies have made huge profits over the years. But like I say, it's the fragmentation of the rail industry that doesn't help, where you've got, you know, contractors and subcontractors and subcontractors. That adds bureaucracy to the network, which adds to costs. I mean, we need to look at our European counterparts, because we have, you know, some of the most expensive rail fares in Europe.
What's it cost now in Germany, isn't it? It's like next to nothing to travel anywhere in Germany by train, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. I can't remember the exact details, but they came up with a deal very recently, which is, you know, some sort of travel card, which is outrageously cheap for a year. You know, if the Germans can do it, there's no reason why we couldn't.
Hear, hear to that. Bruce Williamson, lovely talking to you, spokesperson for Rail Future.